Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. There are two pivotal things that I want to talk about in this podcast today. Number one, I am grateful for back-to-back overtime wins. And, you know, we had a five-game homestand, and we're 3-1-1, which means we won three games. We had a couple of overtime losses. We had an overtime loss, and we happened to get annihilated by Toronto, which seems to be normal. And I don't know what that's about, but I hope one day we can find a way to beat Toronto on a regular basis. Anyway, thank God they're not in our division. The other thing I really want to bring up is we're 0 for 15 on the power play during the homestand. However, there's something I want people to understand and want to talk about. In our power plays, if you truly watch the games, every power play looked really good. And there were 7 power plays in that game against Toronto. And quite frankly, it was a goaltender that just stopped everything. We are not hesitating anymore when we shoot the puck on the power play. We're passing, we're taking shots after shots. And today, after very hard work on our power play throughout this homestand, we finally got one. It took a little bit. We were 1-for-4 on the power play today. And that to me just tells me that we just got to keep working at it. And our power play is about to be back on track again. Because we're still pretty high up in the power play as far as, I think we're still like 5th in the league in power play. Something like that. We just had a bad little run at home. And we've beaten Detroit 10 times in the last 10 seasons at home. Although I can definitely tell you that the Detroit Red Wing team that we played today is not the same Red Wing team. I can tell there's a lot of change and improvement in their organization. And they're going to be someone to be reckoned with soon. I really believe that. And I will give respect when respect is due. But I tell you what. Jason Robertson got back on the board with an assist today. I know he's been quiet for a couple games. But you know he's pushing. And we're about to see greatness in him. I think he's going to hit 50, 60 goals this season easy. I'm not worried about it. I just wish that he could have extended his point streak a little bit. But hell, he broke a Dallas Stars record. And he's going to be one of those guys that's going to be talked about for a long time. And I'm very grateful for just understanding this game that I love so much. And I will say it all the time, and I wish that more fans could have the mentality that the players do. We can't get too high, we can't get too low. And we are playing phenomenal hockey right now. Now that we've got a couple of OT winners under our belts, we're picking up some points. We just have to get back on winning some games in regulation. This road trip that we're about to go on is not going to be easy. But we just have to keep playing our game. We got to play Pittsburgh. And then we got to play the Devils. And they're two pretty hot teams. But the one thing that, once again, that I absolutely love about our team, no matter what, is we're never out of games. And that might be something you'll hear repetitive throughout the whole year, but it's the truth, and it's something I can't stop talking about, how much I love how just the ability not to quit, the never give up attitude, the never give up mentality with this team. But like I said, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and we picked up a power play goal even though we didn't have a very good power play at home. We finally got back-to-back OT winners. My question is this a prequel to things to come? I personally think this means we're about to go on a roll. Go Stars.